Mayor's race was just one of the upsets last night. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now in studio to talk about some of the other twists in the primary. Tom, before we get to the Charlotte City Council races, I want to ask you one last thing about the mayor's race, specifically the cost per vote.
That's always one of my favorite topics, Marshall. Turnout last night was low, just shy of 8%. But the campaign spending in this race has been astronomical on the Democratic side. Vilyle spent $236,000 on the primary, which works out to $15 per vote. Jennifer Roberts spent $366,000 on this race, or $30 per vote. And Joel Ford spent $177,000 on his campaign. His cost per vote was the highest at $32. Contrast that, Marshall, with Kenny Smith. Smith sat on his primary cash. He spent just $72,000, which meant he spent about $9 per vote.
Okay, so let's talk city council then. What's the headline on those races?
Well, the next city council is going to be very different than the one last elected in 2015. John Autry is now in the General Assembly. Al Austin stepped down. Both Vi Lyles and Kenny Smith are currently on the council, but you can't run for mayor and keep your old seat. So one will sit at the center of the dais as mayor, and the other will be out of office. Plus, when you throw in two incumbents who lost last night, you're looking at five new city council members and a new mayor.
So, which incumbents lost?
Oh, well, let's start with the at-large races. Claire Fallon has held one of those seats since 2011. She placed sixth. That was she needed a place in the top four in order to continue. And the other incumbent who lost was Patsy Kinsey. She served on the council for 14 years as a councilwoman for District 1. She lost to newcomer Larkin Eggleston by 6 points. And he is part of a wave of 30-something or younger candidates that did well last night.
Any particularly close races?
Absolutely. Just 13 votes separated Justin Harlow and Jatanya Adams in the District 2 Democratic primary. They're headed for a runoff. And they're not alone. District 5 is also heading to a runoff, and that will be between Daryl Bonaparte and Matt Newton.